Now, I'm a little bit skewed in my opinion of Cuban food.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I got spoiled.
Oh, did... Oh...
So... Okay. So I'll be able to tell if it's real Cuban or not. And if it is, and you have really good Cuban food in Omaha,
yeah,
good on you. You're going to be on my list of spots to visit.
I can't wait for lunch. It's going to be great.
Welcome in, everybody. It is a Friday. We've reached the end of the week. How's everybody doing? Everybody still angry at the NCAA? Wow, did that just blow up yesterday?
It sure did.
Kind of hit us at the last 30 minutes of our show, and it took on a life of its own, where at 8 o'clock last night, the NCAA responded with three different graphics. We will discuss what is to come next. I think the NCAA found out this is a pretty popular volleyball state. People like their volleyball here. They've got exceptional programs. They're excited to have this event in town. Some people were already turned off because the whole ticketing thing was a little bit, got a little sideways. And then yesterday it got really, really sideways where the NCAA and ESPN responded. And there's still a lot of questions out there. But I think there's a need to dive deeper into some of the issues that go big picture with the NCAA and delivering the message. Delivering the message. How do you deliver the message? Is it consumed how you want it to be by coaches, athletes, schools, sponsors? The delivery of the message to the coaches is the thing that I will discuss a little bit later. But they're, you know, if you're getting, you're prepared to play on the grand stage of your sport, coaches should not on a Thursday and now into a Friday, they shouldn't be dealing with this stuff. Especially during this awkward season, that's the last thing they want to deal with.
What the heck? What was that? Stuff jumping off the shelves at you?
That's what this is going to be like today.
All right, for real.
So we're sitting here, and this is, hold on.
Wow. What is it?
Okay. We have here in studio numerous bobbleheads, and we had a Nebraska-Iowa bobblehead that was Herbie and Herky, and someone broke Herky Hawk, got dismantled. So it looks like Herbie knocked him out with a left.
Oh, okay.
But the head of Herky is still on the bobble, and I don't know where this came from. But it just fell. It just fell from the ceiling and almost knocked your boy out.
Because the bobblehead is behind me.
Hey, Johnson & Johnson couldn't get me yesterday. The head of Herky the Hawk almost got me. Welcome to 2021. All right, that's a good way to start the show. I was being serious.
Yep.
Talking about something that's important to a lot of people, and we almost got knocked out by the Iowa mascot. Come on, Iowa, come on, Nebraska. Win a football game in November, please. All right, let me give you the lineup for the show. We're going to be busy today on this Friday as we welcome you in on the 9th of April. Lots to discuss. We've got the Masters going on as well. Another week of spring football will be in the books. News from Creighton basketball. Paul Lusk is on the move. Could another assistant coach be on the move before the weekend is over? We will discuss that and plenty more. Brian Munson will join us at the top of the hour. Brian Christopherson stops by as well. Plus, Dirk Chatelain is coming up. We will talk some golf, whatever is going on with the NCAA and their volleyball tournament that has drawn the ire of all the coaches, and the coach of the number one seed calls you lazy.
Yeah.
Plus, tomorrow, Sunday, WrestleMania.
Yes.
George is elated. And we are welcoming back a special guest.
We sure are. Stat Guy Greg from the Cheap Heat podcast. He'll join us at 12:30. He's ready to talk about some WrestleMania.
Good lead-in yesterday.
Yeah. Really good lead-in yesterday. Yeah. NXT was great.
WrestleMania, which has become such an iconic thing in this country for wrestling fans,
yep,
is a two-day event in Tampa.
Woo. And fans will be in attendance.
Which is great.
Yep.
It's great. They got some good storylines. I thought last night they did have a good lead-in.
Absolutely.
All right. So that's all to come your way as we roll till 2 on the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.